Now, here is his little insinuation. He does it in a polite way, and when we get down to these other two friends, they are much more blunt. In fact, we find out that the last friend, old Zophar, is rather crude indeed. But listen to him here. Verse 7, "Remember, I pray thee, whoever perished, being innocent, or where were the righteous cut off?" Now, I've heard that quoted today, and that's not accurate, friends. That's this fella, Eliphaz, making a little insinuation to Job. He says, evidently, there is a chink in your armor. You have an Achilles heel. Now, this wouldn't have happened to you if there hadn't been something radically wrong in your life that you've been keeping secret. That's exactly what he's saying here at this particular time. It's a little insinuation, and it's not true of Job. We know already God gave us this at the beginning, this scene in heaven, that we might understand Job as we go through this book. And that is wrong. Now, I said at the beginning the reason that these men were miserable comforters was just simply because, first of all, they did not understand God, and they didn't understand Job, and they didn't understand themselves, actually. And that is the reason today that so many that are actually attempting to deal with spiritual matters are not qualified to deal with spiritual matters. And that's one of the reasons, very candidly, I'm always reluctant to counsel folk. Because my feeling is that, to begin with, if a person is a child of God, unless it is a technical matter and a theological matter, or some physical difficulty, that it can be settled between the soul and God. We don't need to go to the third person. After all, we have an intercessor with God. Job cried out for a daysman, an intercessor. And today we're told we have that. There's one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. Now, he's the one that a great many Christians ought to be going to instead of a minister or to a psychologist. And if it's physical, well, go to the doctor. Then go to God also. And I found out, and I can say also as Eliphaz did, as the voice of experience, I know from experience, it works, friends, that God does hear and answer prayer relative to your physical condition and relative to your spiritual condition. It's wonderful now to see the way that God will deal with Job before he's through with him. But this man's not going to be very helpful to him. Now, listen to him, because he speaks from a very high pulpit, and he's looking down at Job when he says this, verse 8, "Even as I have seen, they that plow iniquity and sow wickedness reap the same." Now, that's a dirty little thing to say to Job. He says, Job, come on out with it. Evidently, there's something in your life that you haven't told us. Let's hear it. And he goes on. He says, "By the blast of God they perish, and by the breath of his nostrils are they consumed." And even with God's own children, he doesn't destroy them. Never does that. He disciplines them, but he never destroys them. And this man is wrong, you see. And you can be so wrong today in giving advice. Very candidly, I'm afraid there are too many today that are dear abbeys. They can tell you how you ought to do it. And they can say it in a pretty nice way. They can phrase it with very attractive language. But it may not be accurate. Now, will you notice? "The roaring of the lion and the voice of the fierce lion and the teeth of the young lions are broken. The old lion perisheth for lack of prey, and the stout lion's whelps are scattered abroad." Now, what this man is saying here is that the old lions are no longer able to stalk their prey. And those who sow evil seed, They're going to reap evil harvests. And they're going to perish like the young lions that have broken teeth and like the old lions that can no longer stalk their prey. Now, he's saying, Job, you're in the hands of one whose justice is unquestionable. And he says, this thing was impressed on me because I had a vision. I had a dream. And believe me, here's a man with a dream. And let's listen to it. Because I tell you, it makes your hair stand on end when you find out about this dream.